Shalom, dear ones. Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. It's so good to be back. For those who do not know, I spent a month in California helping my mother. It was a long yet fruitful trip. Praise the Lord for his faithfulness and keeping me safe as I drove home. You know, it could be dangerous out there on the road, especially when you're putting thousands of miles of interstate driving on your car. You know, there's some accidents out there, and the Lord was faithful and protected me, and I got back safely. Thank you to everyone who prayed for my trip and safe travels. Your prayers were greatly appreciated. Today, I will be sharing about the law written on our hearts, living from the inside out. Before I begin, let's open in prayer. Abba Yahweh, we come before you today with a humble heart, grateful for your presence and your faithfulness. Thank you for gathering us together and for the precious gift of your word. We ask that as we enter into this time of worship and study, you would open our minds and soften our hearts to receive what you want to say to us. Write your truth deep within us. Let your Ruach HaKodesh move freely among us, stirring up a hunger for righteousness and a deeper love for you. Remove any distractions or burdens that might keep us from hearing your voice. Help us not to just understand your word, but to let it shape who we are. We invite you, Yeshua, to lead us. May everything we do and say today bring honor to your name. Transform us from the inside out so that your laws are not just words on a page, but living realities written on our very hearts. We thank you for your mercy, your grace, and for your unending love. Have your way in this place today. Speak through me. Use my voice to touch your people. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That's found in Jeremiah 31:33. Beloved, today we explore one of the most transformative promises in Scripture, Yahweh's declaration that he would write his laws upon our hearts. This isn't just beautiful poetry. It's a radical shift in how we understand and our relationship with the Almighty. Think back to ancient Israel. The law was external, written on stone tablets, kept in the Ark of the Covenant, mediated through priests. But through the prophet Jeremiah, Yahweh promised something revolutionary. His law would no longer be just external, but internal. Not just rules to follow, but truth woven into the very fabric of our being. What does it mean to have Yahweh's law written on our hearts? First, let's understand that the Hebrew word for heart, Lev means far more than just emotions. It encompasses our mind, will, and innermost being, the core of who we are. When Yahweh writes his laws on our hearts, he's transforming our very nature to align with his. This prophecy found its fulfillment through Yeshua, as he taught in Matthew 5:17, "Do not think that I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." Through his sacrifice and the giving of the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, we receive a new heart, one that naturally desires to walk in Yahweh's ways. Consider this. When you're in love, you don't need a law telling you to think about your beloved. It happens naturally, from the heart. Similarly, when Yahweh's law is written on our hearts, Obedience flows from love and desire, not mere duty. But what does this look like practically? First, there's an inner transformation leading to outer action. When Yahweh's law is written in our hearts, we begin to hate what he hates and love what he loves. Sin loses its appeal because it's forbidden, but because it no longer aligns with our transformed nature. We find ourselves naturally drawn to righteousness. Second, it's spirit-led discernment. The written Torah gives us Yahweh's standards, but the law written on our hearts gives us wisdom to apply these principles in everyday situations. It's like having a divine compass within us, guiding our decisions and actions. Loving obedience. Remember what Yeshua said, "If you love me, keep my commandments," in John 14:15. When the law is written on our hearts, obedience becomes an expression of love rather than a burden. We keep his commands not out of fear or obligation, but because we want to please the one we love. So what are some practical steps for walking in this truth? Well, first, you can do a daily heart examination. Take time each day to quiet yourself before Yahweh. Ask him to show you areas where your heart might not be aligned with his law. This isn't about guilt. It's about growth and transformation. Next, you can meditate on the Torah. Spend time meditating on Yahweh's commands, not as a list of rules, but as revelations of his character. Ask the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to make these truths alive in your heart. And then engage in community accountability. Share your journey with fellow believers. When we see others walking in the Spirit, it encourages us and helps us recognize the law written on our own hearts. Then there's the active response. When you feel the inner prompting of the Spirit, whether to show kindness, speak truth, or resist temptation, act on it immediately. The strength is the connection between the law written on your heart and your daily walk. Remember, beloved, this is not about perfection, but progression. The writing on Yahweh's law on our hearts is both a completed work through Yeshua and an ongoing process of transformation. Each day, as we yield to the Holy Spirit, these divine principles become more deeply ingrained in who we are. And then we want to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We've seen that Yahweh's promise isn't just about challenging what we do, but about transforming who we are. His law written on our hearts becomes the source of our obedience, a living reality that shapes our every thought and action. And as we meditate on his word, yield to the Holy Spirit, and walk together in community, we discover just how real this promise is. But maybe you're wondering, how do I live this out day after day in the messiness and unpredictability of real life? What does it look like when the rubber meets the road, when the internal becomes external? This is where the words of Paul to the Philippians ring true for us. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Some hear this and imagine a life of anxiety, always wondering if they're doing enough for Yahweh. But when we connect this to the promise of his law written on our hearts, something deeper emerges. Fear and trembling isn't about living in dread. It's about reverence, a holy awareness that the creator of the universe is at work within us. And this next verse says, "For it is Yahweh who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure." Philippians 2:13. In other words, Yahweh himself is shaping our desires and empowering us to walk in his ways. Isn't that cool? He makes that demand of us, commands us to do it, and then empowers us to do it, gives us the desire to do it. It's all him, in us and through us. When his law is written on our hearts, working out our salvation becomes a daily partnership. We're not striving in our own strength. Instead, we're responding to the gentle leading of the Holy Spirit, allowing those inner promptings to shape our choices and actions. Every time we surrender our will and choose Yahweh's way, we're letting that law shine through us. It's a dynamic process. Yahweh writes his law inside us, but we still have to choose to live it out. We cooperate with the Spirit, not out of obligation, but out of awe and gratitude for what he's already done in us. The fear and trembling is the awe that comes from realizing just how holy, loving, and powerful he is, and how close he's chosen to draw us. So, working out our salvation isn't about earning his favor. It's about letting the law written on our hearts become visible in our daily lives. Walking in step with the Spirit, honoring the one who loved us first, and letting his character be revealed through us. This is how the promise of Jeremiah 31:33 comes alive. Yahweh's law, not only written on our hearts, but lived out day by day with reverence and joy. Let us close with this truth. The law written on our hearts is not a burden, but a blessing. It's Yahweh's way of making us more like him from the inside out. As we walk in this truth, we become living testimonies of his covenant promise, not just people who know his laws, but people who embody them. May Yahweh continue to write his truth on your hearts, and may your lives be a living scroll, revealing his character to a world in need of his light. Let's close in prayer. Abba Yahweh, we thank you for meeting us here, for opening our eyes to your word, and for the promise that your law is written on our hearts. Thank you for the gift of Yeshua, for his example, and for the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, who leads us day by day. As we leave this place, let your truth go with us. Help us to walk out what we've heard, not in our own strength, but trusting that you are working in us both to will and to do, according to your good pleasure. Give us hearts that respond quickly to your voice and lives that reflect your love and holiness. Keep us mindful of your presence and your purpose, and let our lives be a living testimony to your covenant and your grace. Strengthen us to walk in reverence, to love you more deeply, and to love others as you have loved us. Yahweh, write your law even deeper on our hearts. Let us be people who embody your ways, inside and out. We pray all this in the name of Yeshua, our Messiah. Amen. Well, I hope you were encouraged and challenged by today's message as you meditate on what it means to work out your salvation and allow the laws of Yahweh written on your heart to manifest our Lord's character for all to see. May there be shalom in your home.